I mean, think how it affects us. I mean, and we, you know, we have things to do today, but it's still, it is, it's, everybody's tired of this. There's no doubt about it. We're, and it's not going away. So,
no.
And Pam is the dementia care specialist for all four counties, but we do work closely with her on families that have someone with dementia. So
she was very helpful and knowledgeable, and you know, yes. They're trying to train. One yes. of the board members, if I get this wrong, Dale, please correct me. He was going to his car and this lady insisted upon that it was her car. And he's trying to explain to her, it's not. Well, it wasn't her car, it was his car. And you know, she just insisted it was her car. And you know, how do you talk to individuals that are, you know, going through that? That's difficult. They get anxious, they get irritated. So how do you talk to those people? And that's what the specialist is all about.
Yeah. Pam also has a lot of virtual and online education and training now that we're able to offer in support groups. And interestingly enough, because of the pandemic and our ability to meet in person, all of these online things have actually opened up services for people who didn't want to attend in person and that are isolated, that are caregivers and isolated at home. So we've actually gotten a few people who normally wouldn't have attended our services that are now attending our virtual services. So again, interestingly, while it's a problem for some, it's actually opened up some services for people that they can use that were not involved with us before. So,
okay. All right. Elderfest.
Elderfest. So we are going to do a drive-through Elderfest on October 23rd at the fairgrounds. We have thought long and hard about this, and we wanted to be able to give people something and tried to come up with a plan that maybe would work and keep everybody safe. So as you know, Elderfest has typically been in the Youth and Ag Building. We typically get between 300 and 400 people. We typically have about 40 vendors there. We've had pumpkin contests and various things over the years. People love it and they miss it, but obviously we can't do that this year with COVID. So we have come up with the idea that people will remain in their cars. They will come in and kind of wind their way through the fairgrounds. We are going to have, they'll come in, we're going to have some apple cider donuts for them. You'll get a free apple cider donut and probably milk, not coffee, because I don't want anybody spilling hot coffee on themselves. But they'll be able to get an apple cider donut. Then we're going to have maybe one little activity that they do from the car, either with our Plinko or the spin the wheel. They can get a free swag there. And then they'll go up and they'll get a resource bag. We have asked our vendors if they were willing to provide us with brochures and some giveaways, and several of them are. So we're still getting some. They'll get a resource bag. So in normal times, they've gone from table to table and gotten brochures. This time it'll just all be in their bag. So they'll get that bag. And then we'll also have the health department will be on site for flu vaccines. So they will have the ability to either exit at that point if they don't want the flu, tetanus, or pneumonia shots, or they'll be able to go over to another area to get the flu, tetanus, or pneumonia vaccines from the health department. And then interspersed, I forgot the pumpkins. Interspersed between, as they're driving around, we'll have some picnic tables with pumpkins decorated by staff or vendors, and they'll have the ability if they want to vote on their favorite pumpkin. The pumpkins are something they've really enjoyed the last couple years just looking at, and they've gotten a real kick out of. So we wanted, again, to have something visual for them. Staff are going to dress up in costumes this year, which is unusual. But again, we wanted something to be entertaining for them. Since we can't get them out of their cars, at least they can look at us and probably laugh. But But we all will be in masks. I have a mask that has part of it, which is based on the bottom. So, so again, just trying to make it a fun event, but keep it safe for them. We'll be in masks. We've asked them to wear masks. We'll keep them in their car. They won't get out. They've done enough drive-through events with dairy giveaways at the fairgrounds. So I've had a couple of conversations now with Amy. So we think we can do this. It's going to be interesting for sure, given the fact that we've never done it. But, you know, staff are really willing to make it work. And it's actually been kind of a morale booster for staff, too, because they were kind of excited to do something like this as well. So
you don't have to set up all those tables.
Exactly. I know. That's a plus right there. Yes. So it's going to be interesting. We're only going to run it from 10 to noon. We did shorten it up a little bit. And we'll have about 300 bags. And when they're out, they're out. So hopefully I don't have a line, you know, all the way down 129 of people trying to get in. We have no idea if people will be interested in this, if we'll or not. We really don't know. I mean, it's a whole new territory for us. So we're going to do about 300 bags. And when they're gone, they're gone. But we'll see how it goes. So
you need help.
As long as you've got free giveaways, they will.
I know. I'm hoping, like, you know, not more than 300 show up. But yes, I do worry about that. So so if you're interested in helping out, and we'd be happy to let you.
You need help stuffing those bags?
We might, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
We will probably be doing that the day before at the Youth and Ag building. So we can put something out to board members, and if you're interested in helping, you know, you can just let me know. Mostly, I mean, it's not going to be anything, stuffing the bags will be one thing. We're not going to have anybody doing anything too physical. It's just mostly going to be kind of making sure people know where they're going and kind of helping out. So we will have all of our staff on board. I think we'll probably have Danica and Mary helping as well, if we can get them. So, but yes, if you're interested in helping out that day, obviously if the weather is terrible, we may have to cancel. I did put weather permitting, you know, if it's misty, October tends to be more mist and rain, less stormy. But if for some reason we would get the winds, the high winds and storm, obviously we'd probably have to cancel. And we're hoping that doesn't happen, hoping for a nice day like today. But again, it's October in Wisconsin. It's a crapshoot either. Yeah. Could be 80, could be 40. We don't know. So,
okay, Lori.
So we're excited. We think it'll be hitting our newsletter this week, and then it'll be out in the shoppers. So we'll see how it goes.
Give it a try. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Cuba City manager vacancy.
Yes. So Ashley Hines is our Cuba City meal site manager, and she has submitted her resignation. She has having some homeschooling issues. She's decided to keep her kids home and homeschool, and she's went back and forth, and we tried to accommodate, and ultimately she decided it was probably in the best interest to resign. So we do have some subs going there this week. Cuba City is one of our busier meal sites, so we really do need to fill that position. So I'm just asking for approval to fill it.
So anybody want to make a motion to approve the hiring of a new meal site manager?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Pat, did you second it?
I did.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Anybody oppose that?
Thank you, Carolyn.
Anybody oppose that at all? Okay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
2021 budget.
Okay. I did not send you out new budget materials because it did not change from the last time. However, I did send you information on the meal sites. And now I seem to misplace mine.
Yes.
Hang on just a second with mine. And kind of giving you the cost per meal site, if you could understand that kind of crazy scenario that I gave you. So we've got the number of meal sites, the number of days that they operate, and then basically the cost. So if you look at the adjusted cost, you can kind of see our Bagley site is about 2% of the meals, and it gets about 4% of the levy money that goes into the nutrition program. Blue River is about the same, but this was based on 2019, and our Blue River meals have really plummeted a lot. So it's probably even less than 2% anymore, I would say. Courtney, could you look up what Blue River year to date is right now, possibly for me? Boscobel, 18% of the meals, so that's pretty good. Cassville is about the same. Cuba is about the same. So really the ones in question are really the Montfort site, which is getting 13% of the levy, but only has about 4% of the meals. Muscadet is getting 17% of the levy and 10% of the meals. However, that was based on 2019, and that should go down now because our meal site manager has left. And she was grandfathered in for some benefits. So that will actually be lower. Did you get that already? You were looking like you did. No. Okay. So in looking at that, in looking at trying to make some cuts, because we're all department heads have been, you know, really trying to look at where we can have efficiencies in the budget. The budget, for the most part, the only increases we really put in there, we've got no one-time expenses written in there this year, really any significant, no vehicles or anything like that. So most of the costs have been in wages and benefits. We do not know the cost of workers' comp yet. We do expect that to go up a little bit, but they're still negotiating on that. So that could change it a little bit. And then I do have some questions as well on the indirect costs that Amanda is looking into, because we are paying indirect costs. We are also paying telephone costs, and then we also have some building rent. And it's a little unclear to Amanda whether all of that should be coming out of indirect or if we should be paying some of those separately. So again, that could change a little bit as we move forward. I don't think it should change significantly that we need to worry about it. So really the only places to make cuts, as I ramble on here, would be probably in the nutrition program, since that is our largest program that receives the county levy funding.
Which one was that, Lori?
The nutrition program. So the congregate and the home delivered meal programs receive the majority of our county levy funding.
Blue River?
So Blue River is, do you have the stats on that?
670 is their year to date, and okay. That's from October 1 through August.
So it's almost, yeah. So
almost a full year.
It's almost, yeah. So our year, so most likely we're going to be down significant in Blue River. And that is the one area that I think that we need to consider maybe letting go. Specifically, as you look, it would save us about $15,000 in levy. Blue River is situated between Muscadet and Boscobel. Boscobel cooks the meals and ships them to Blue River and Muscadet right now. So I think we still have the ability to get people meals that need it in terms of a carryout of some sort. They may have to meet the driver, but I still think we would have the ability to cover that. Right now, I think we're only at two participants, maybe three. They're all year. It's a beautiful site. It's a very nice little site, but it's not been well attended really for for several years, and it's certainly shifted this year by far. So that is one of the areas that I could recommend if we wanted to shave anything off of this budget. That was one of the areas that I would recommend looking at. The other area would be the Montford area, which is a 5-day a week program. It has actually come up. She has had a few more eligibles, probably this year more so than in past years. However, it is 5 days a week. It is not a nice site. It is one of our, well, I think in terms of all of our sites, it's one of our most awful sites now. It has some issues. We have had repeated issues with mold there that they have tried to fix. The city is looking at doing something with that site, and I'm suspecting we may not have it there forever because we actually had that conversation. Montford is an expensive site for us because, again, it's a meal site manager that was grandfathered in for full-time benefits. So it is literally, if you look at that site, costs us about $46,000 a year to maintain, which is a lot for the amount of meals that we do there.
What did you say the cost was for Montford?
It's about it's 46 900, so actually almost 47,000, Pat. Okay. When you include all the benefits and everything in there. So it's an expensive site. However, that being said, you know, if we go to 3 days a week or 4 days a week there, we have to request approval to do that. We also have to request approval to do Blue River if we do it. My thought was, it makes an employee lose benefits, and that's never a good situation. I don't like to do that, but obviously we also have to be cut. So there is that possibility. The other possibility is we have not filled the Muscadet position. That is a 5 day a week position. It's one of our more significant sites in terms of meals that it's done. It also does a fair number of family care meals. I did not include the family care meals on here just because they are a wash. They have to pay the full price. So it is possible we could offer her to keep her position, benefits and hours, and move her to Muscadet. And then we could take Montfort down to 3 days a week or 4 days a week, whatever we wanted to do. It would still save some money. And then eventually, when she left, that position in Muscadet would not be rehired as a benefit eligible position, nor would the Montfort one now. So does that make sense? Are you understanding that? Or I realize I deal with this all the time, but you don't.
So you can move managers around?
I think I can.
Okay, I didn't know. I just didn't know if they're bound to one community or if they have to be flexible. Oh,
and I mean, that would be up to her whether she chose to take that or not. If she did not and she decided to leave, and I wouldn't send somebody from, say, Montfort to Cuba City,
right,
necessarily, but Montfort to Muscadet really isn't all that far out of their way. I mean, it's a drive, but I guess if somebody commutes most days, you know, for a living, and I have all my life, so I guess I don't think much of it. But so I guess, what are your thoughts? I feel like we do need to make some cuts. I think Blue River is really a lot of levy for very, very little. And I think we have the ability to figure out how to serve some of those people through a carry out or something. So I really do feel like that is one area that will be, of course, letting somebody go there too. But it's an easy cut that we can make. What are your feelings?
Well, I think with the Blue River, they, like you said, they can go to Boscobel or Muscadet. So I would think that would not interfere, or they could have the meals could be delivered. I would think that would work out just as well since they're coming from there anyway.
Right. Any other thoughts on that? Dale, Lester, you guys have been around a long time.
Thanks a lot. No, I think it was a Pat that just said about the being able to travel to Boscobel or Muscadet. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, something's got to be done. It's got to be done, and you know that it really don't amount to that much today as far as travel, the way a lot of them travel, but you may lose some and you may gain some.
Right. I mean, given the fact that we've done 600 meals and it's in what, 9 months, Courtney? Is that nine? No, October, November, December. So it's actually 10 it's, months.
Yeah, 10 to 11. Yeah. It's just September that they're missing.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, really, that's not a lot of meals. No. that's really
4 days a week.
And that, yeah, and that's 4 days a week.
Yeah.
I mean, so the other option would be if you don't, I mean, the other option is to keep somebody on and offer it, you know, 1 to 2 days a week. But honestly, for 600 meals, I really think it might be time to pull the plug on that. I don't like to do that. I don't think that's necessarily great, but we have to make a cut.
So is this something we need to vote on today, or are we going to table it till next month, or?
We can't table it because the budgets do have to go to the board in October. So
then all those in favor of, if I understand this correctly, cutting the congregate site in Blue River and having the Montfort person, manager, work part-time? Or how is that supposed to be now?
So I guess if you were looking at funding cuts to the budget, I would be looking at Blue River and possibly taking Montfort down to.
And they just raised their rent.
Yes, they did. Because the building needs work so badly, basically. I mean, it's not great place.
All right.
It's like a big gymnasium if you've never been there. And it's a very, very old building and it's not terribly accessible in my opinion. But so I would recommend Blue River and then maybe taking Montfort down to say 3 or 4 days a week at least.
So does anybody have any thoughts on Montfort? How many days? Taking it down 3 days?
I can go down 3 days.
The ability with a three-day option is people still have the ability to order a couple of meals on a day. So you can still get 5 days worth of meals if you just double up on the days if you need them. So I just want to be clear on that. Are there any other concerns in the budget from people before you make that recommendation? I guess in looking at that budget last month, because it really hasn't changed a whole lot of anything, were there any other concerns you had within the budget or thoughts you had?
Well, I wasn't there last month, so I apologize for that. But that $140,000 that's going to go into the vehicle trust?
Yes.
Is that listed in the 2021 budget or what?
So thank you, Caroline, because that's a really good question. So what happens with our 8521 money is we get 100, oh, I have this written down somewhere. I just had it. I was writing on the back of it, so I got to figure out what I did. So we get about 129,000 It might not be the right exact amount, but I don't have my paper in front of me. From 8521, and then the county is mandated to put in a 20% match. So they have to put in 20% match on that, which is like 24,000. However, we don't have right now, because, well, especially with the pandemic, we have not been spending out all that money. If we don't spend it out, it has to go into the vehicle trust. So it's not, no matter what, the county has to spend the 24,000. So what we have done is, we used to budget that a little differently, but this year, so I don't have it all budgeted right now. Because quite frankly, we are not going to do 5 day a week bus routes. We haven't done a full-time bus driver in several years. It was, I think, an expense that maybe wasn't necessary for a lot of years. And we've gone to a part-time bus driver, which seems to have worked out. So that 40,000 is kind of budgeted in the trust as an expense and in revenue. So it kind of washes itself out, but we do have to have it. Because it has to go into the trust. And then that trust is then used to buy vehicles or whatever in the future. What we have targeted right now for that trust is we're hoping to build a facility, a shed, a garage or something for the vehicles. We did talk to DOT about that, and that is an appropriate expense that we can have. So that's a good question. Post-pandemic, we probably will then look at trying to provide other services. But as we move forward with transportation, post-pandemic, I think we'll be doing much more individualized rides. That's what people are more interested in already. So I think that will be an avenue more so than 5 day bus trips. We'll still offer bus trips, you know, on a regular basis, but I think that individualized is really what people are looking for. Other questions on that? That was a great question, Carolyn. Other questions on the budget, concerns with
the Lori,
yes.
Do you have any kind of a ballpark figure what Muscadet would maybe cost with the new manager and no benefits or what?
It would be with an if we just brought in a new manager fresh with no benefits, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess it would be very close to like Fenimore's numbers, so probably around 21,000-22,000 with wages and purchases. That would be my best guess, just looking at this off to the levy. Not obviously we charge some to grants too, but the levy cost would be about 21. Fenimore right now is 5 days a week. Julie's wages are probably a little higher than that. So actually probably a little less than 21, wouldn't you say, Courtney?
Yeah.
I would say probably more like 18 or 19 probably.
And if you dropped them to 3 days a week, what would that add to that saving?
Oh, that would be, well, if we dropped Montfort or Muscadet?
Muscadet. Ain't that the one you were talking about?
No, Montfort is the one that we would be dropping.
Montfort.
Yeah. Muscadet is one of our high ones. So if we drop Montfort and we hired a 19, let me look. I'm just going to take a guess on. My guess is it would be significant. I would guess it would be from 46 to probably 15 or 16 as well. Wouldn't you guess that? I mean, I'm doing a rough estimate here, but
yeah,
it would be fairly significant in savings, I believe. And I want to point out, Montfort, this has been coming up for a few years. I think, Pat, we were discussing Montfort originally when you were on the board.
Yeah, I think you were.
So, you know, we had several. We had Boscobel, Lancaster, Montfort and Muscadet were all grandfathered in with full-time benefits, so.
Okay, so is there any discussion on the budget?
Any other questions on any of the other programs in the budget?
So, with those changes of cutting the Blue River site, any other discussions?
Please note that
we
do have to contact the state. Anything we do, I have to notify the
I'm
state.
I'm having problems with my internet.
Okay. We can hear you, Carolyn. Maybe.
You're also cutting out here in Fenimore right now, too.
Oh.
I can't hear what's going on other than me.
We can hear
it kind of better than
what just was said, so I'm not sure what was going on. You're froze. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna. If some people would mute.
Going on with my okay.
Try and mute. That might help.
I'm all right there. There's no.
Okay.
I got Pat Reynolds on his phone.
Yeah, I can hear you. It's kind of cutting in and out, but I can get the gist of it.
Yeah, it is. What's going on? I don't know why.
Yeah, it was doing really good before, but now just lately, last few, maybe 5 minutes, has been cutting in and out.
Okay.
It's the joy of Zoom.
So we need to take this back to the, we can't make a decision on that right now then, right?
On which one?
On the Blue River in Montfort, or we can.
I would like you to make a decision today. Obviously it is at the discretion of the state ultimately to do it.
But,
I mean, they're gonna want your approval on it if we do it, so.
Okay, so at this point, we're gonna cut the Blue River and cut Montfort down to 3 days. Does anybody have any further to comment on those, or are we ready for a vote?
Or are there other cuts you find in the budget that you think we need to make?
I'm afraid if you make too many cuts, then you won't get any of it back.
Yeah.
Is that it then? Okay, so does somebody want to make a motion to approve those changes?
I'll make a motion that we approve those changes.
All right. Is there a second?
Can I just ask that you approve the 2021 budget with those changes, Arnold?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
An amendment in there, sure.
All right. Okay. And is there a second?
Second.
Rob, all those in favor say aye.
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 Pose. Motion carried. So, approval of vouchers. Have any questions? Or? Nothing? All right. Do I have a motion to approve the vouchers as submitted?
The vouchers.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All the same sign? Motion carried. The financial report. Anything? Question on that? Everybody okay with all that? All right. So, do I have a motion to approve the financial report as submitted?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I just want to point out on the financial report, you'll see that the Families First Coronavirus Act and the CARES money is now listed under the revenue account on that. We have basically spent out that, but it is listed under there. So just so you're aware of that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the financial report?
I'll make a motion to approve the financial report.
Is there a second?
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. The ADRC Grant County Director's Report.
So you have that. It's been really busy, so it wasn't very long. It's pretty much been budgets and Elderfest thrown in there and a few more things. We farmers market vouchers are being distributed through September. So if you know of anybody that can benefit from a farmers market voucher, please let them know and get them in here by the end of September.
All right. Are there dates on those boost your brain and memory and?
Yes, they are coming out with some dates. I think the boost your brain and memory one is already filled though, but the powerful tools for caregiving is being advertised in our newsletter. So if you I don't have the date in front of me right now. When I did the report, Pam didn't have it scheduled yet.
Okay.
But it is in our newsletter that'll be coming out the end of the month here.
Right. Anything else?
Okay. Staff have been really doing a great job. I mean, they have just stepped up. We are getting more calls. If you look at the program reports that are coming up, you'll see that they are really, we're getting a lot of calls. So
that's a great job. That's good. Okay. Any other program reports?
So you've got the main ones. If you look at information and assistance in January pre-pandemic, we had 379 encounter contacts, and in July we had 475. So,
wow,
our numbers have been steadily going up. So our staff are very, very busy. So, and they're doing literally most everything over the phone, but we're making it work. So,
okay. And I guess anybody else have anything? I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We're not going to meet in October.
I am not sure. I don't think we need to, because everything that needed to be approved was done today through today. So I don't believe we need to. So that's why I put November. It's the same week as Elderfest. So if we cannot, I'd be real happy. I don't see any need to meet if we really don't have anything to go over. So
do we have to make a motion on that not meeting in October, or we're just good?
In the past, I've scheduled them as I thought.
Okay. We needed.
Typically, we won't meet in December either, but we'll kind of play that by ear. Sometimes
okay.
We don't meet over the holidays. But one thing I did forget to add, I do have transportation resolutions that I need signed because they need to go to the Grant County Board of Supervisors in November. So Dale and Lester, I'll try to connect with you, and then I will probably have to run around to the rest of you and get those signatures, because we do have to have them signed, and I don't know how to do that.
Is it before the Elderfest that you have to have it done?
I just need it to the Grant County Board in November, so I've got some time to
get it. So anybody that comes to Elderfest can maybe sign it there?
True.
All right.
So if you're going to be in the Lancaster area, maybe just give us a holler and I'll have them available and to sign. Otherwise, I'll be happy to drive over to where you are all at to and get them signed. So
okay.
I don't have the whole virtual signature thing down yet. So
all right. So did I had a motion to adjourn, I think. Pat or Rob?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Okay. Was there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Well, same sign. Next meeting is November 18th. And don't forget then the Elderfest.
Okay.
which is on October 23rd.
10 o'clock.
10 to noon. If you can help, call Lori or Courtney or... All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. This was, I know this was not an easy meeting, but thank you.